Item 7, questions from members of the public. We have received a number of questions submitted by five members of the public, three of whom are present tonight, I believe. I shall invite you up to the lectern over there to read your question. And following the meeting, you will be provided with a written copy of the council's response. So shall we start, Mr. John Seaman? Would you like to come forward to the lectern here on my left and ask your question? Thank you.
To enhance equity, Madam Mayor, may everyone who receives an answer to a written question at a meeting of Spelth and Borough Council have the opportunity to ask a supplementary question.
Thank you, Mr. Seaman. I call upon the leader, Councillor Harvey, to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Not even time to assume a polo. Thank you for your question, Mr. Seaman. The procedure for public questions and councillor questions is long established. There is no current plan to change the way that it works. Whilst the opportunity to ask questions at council is one of the rights which citizens have, it is by no means the only option that they have. Residents who wish to engage with the council should always speak first to their ward councillor, who are the elected representatives for the area. Your councillors may have the answers you require, or they can get the answers from officers. On matters which relate to cabinet issues, I would also recommend residents to engage with the portfolio holder concerned. In speaking with councillors directly, you will find that you can ask as many supplementary questions as you like, and you will most likely get the information you are seeking. On your second point, Flowerpot Green is not a village green, but open spaces in Spelthorne are protected under the limits.
Excuse me, sorry, Councillor Harvey. I'm sorry. Mr. Seaman didn't actually ask that question, so would you like to ask the question relating to the Flowerpot, Mr. Seaman? Sorry about that. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I thank Councillor Harvey for his answer to my first question. Madam Mayor, is Flowerpot Green in Sunbury a registered village green?
Thank you, Mr. Seaman. Again, I call on the leader, please, Councillor Harvey. Thank you.
I apologise, Madam Mayor. I apologise, Mr. Seaman. I was too enthusiastic to answer your questions. On your second point, Flowerpot Green is not a village green, but open spaces in Spelthorne are protected under the local plan, so there is no particular benefit for such a designation. But yes, it is protected. In the current local plan, it is designated protected urban open space. We are in the process of reviewing the plan and have proposed to remove that designation in favour of the national policy that protects all open spaces of public value, which would provide more protection than the current designation, as we have lost some appeals for development on protected urban open space. We will always be assessing our spaces, including Flowerpot Green, for the highest level of protection offered by the local green space designation that national policy also provides. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Seaman.
Madam Mayor, I thank Councillor Harvey for his reply to my second question.
Thank you very much, Mr. Seaman. Thank you. Could I invite Mrs. Caroline Nicholls to come forward to the lectern to ask your question? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a question about the Council's forward plan for food and drink carton recycling. The background. In 2008, Spelthorne Council introduced large collection containers at five recycling sites in the borough. The containers were supplied with a free collection service by ACE, the umbrella organisation for carton processing in the UK. After a while, they were replaced by small lockable black bins because of contamination at one or more sites. But my understanding is that the collection service remained free, as it does for all the first wave councils who took up the five container offer. In December 2017, Spelthorne discontinued the service. There is currently no doorstep carton collection, and the only bring site is a separate Surrey County Council facility at Charlton Lane. This, according to ACE statistics, means Spelthorn is one of only 6% of councils that does not make a systematic effort to collect cartons, a scheme which is now being extended to paper coffee cups. According to ACE, currently 66% of local authorities collect beverage cartons at curbside. So my questions are, why did the council stop the bringside collection? Are there plans to introduce doorstep recycling, and would the council consider reintroducing carton collection at all bring sites? Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Nichols. Can I call upon Councillor Richard Barrett, please, who is the portfolio holder for the environment, to respond? Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. thank you for your question, Mr. Nichols. Most waste collection authorities in Surrey County Council, including Spelthorn, have stopped collecting Tetra Pak recently as part of the doorstep recycling stream in Bringbank and community centres due to logistical and environmental reasons. Tetra Pak tends to have higher contamination rates and is not widely used compared to other types of recyclable containers, making the whole recycling process unsustainable, disproportionately costly and difficult to maintain, as the energy and resources required for its recycling have a greater environmental impact than the other alternatives for disposal of this type of container. Additionally, many waste disposal authorities and waste management contractors no longer accept Tetra Pak, and it is also no longer possible to ship this stream abroad to be recycled, as countries that used to accept recycling streams, including Tetra Pak, have recently banned their imports. That is why, after extraordinary exertions, we have decided to stop collecting Tetra Pak, as this takes too much valuable space, energy and assets that could be used for the more popular recyclable materials with lower contamination rates, better sustainability and part of the circular economy. There will be a written response, and the written response to Mrs. Nichols will include a link to an online article which explains why, although Tetra Pak is recyclable, it's not environmentally friendly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Barrett. Thank you, Mrs. Nichols. Thank you for your question. And lastly, could I please ask Mrs. Shadia Durfell to come forward to ask your question, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, everybody. My question is, as a resident and voter within Spelthorn, and in the light of the May 2019 elections where Spelthorn residents voted to change the political makeup of the council by voting in Greens, Lib Dems and Labour councillors into the council family, and given that the local plan intends to directly affect residents of Spelthorn for the next 15 years at least, can the council and cabinet confirm that, firstly, the local plan working group will be updated to reflect the residents' votes in and results of the May 2019 elections, so that a representative of each democratically elected party forms part of this group's quorum, and if not, why not? Because it seems in light of the above that paragraph 8 of the 2018 Frequently Asked Questions, or FAQs, is overtaken by the May 2019 elections and now appears undemocratic. And secondly, given the regard apparently demonstrated towards those who form part of the community or who work in green spaces, such as Parks Officer Richard Leppard, just celebrated again today, who was recently celebrated by Daniel Moward and Madam Mayor for 50 years of service, and now us tonight, will the council similarly reach out to Spelthorn residents so that council and cabinet members and those who sit on the local plan working group will hold regular meetings and open forum events on a monthly or six weekly basis to engage residents in the development of the local plan, so residents are not excluded from this crucial conversation? And again, if not, why not?
Thank you, Mrs. Durfell. I call upon the leader, Councillor Harvey, to respond.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Mrs. Durfell. I don't agree that the political makeup of the council changed in May 2019. The borough had the benefit of a Conservative majority administration before then, and they were wise enough to return a Conservative administration this time. That's why we sat inside, that's why I'm the leader of the council. This demonstrates our residents' trust in us to deal competently with the local plan. As regards the local plan working party, this is a long-standing working group which has assisted Cabinet in its work for many years. It is not political, and there is no requirement for political proportionality as there are with some council committees, such as overview and scrutiny. Working parties and task groups are not formal committees. They are informal ways of dealing with larger pieces of work where officers and members need to work closely together over a period of time. It is not a public committee because officers and members need the opportunity to debate matters privately whilst issues are at a formative stage. This is common practice across local government. Although the May election saw newly elected councillors from other political parties join the council, my decision was to maintain the status quo by retaining Councillor Beardsmore on the group. He has a long-standing involvement with both the Planning Committee and the Local Plan Working Party. He is well respected and his experience valued. Political proportionality is not the main criteria for a task group or working party. What matters more is the experience of the councillor and the contribution they can make. And for any who are not aware, Councillor Beardsmore is a former Lib Dem councillor who now sits as an independent, so he is not part of the administration. When councillors seek to mislead or frighten the public by wrongly suggesting our green spaces are under threat, then they highlight how unsuitable they are to serve on such a working party. We are seeking knowledge, competence and level-headedness. Councillors who demonstrate an unwillingness to take advice from officers or work collaboratively with other councillors on a non-political basis also rule themselves out. As regards the second part of your question, work on the new local plan has been progressing for a number of years, and the first public consultation on issues and options took place in May and June of 2018. This was the first opportunity for our communities to give us their views on strategic options for how the local plan should progress. The responses we had to the consultation are being used to help shape and develop our strategy before we carry out further consultation in the autumn. We continue to have regular engagement with our communities throughout this process, and all councillors will be able to play a part in the development of the local plan, even if they are not part of the working group, as it is still in the engagement and scoping stage. Thank you, Mrs. Dofeld. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Will a written version of that answer be available to me?
Yes, it will.
I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Dofeld. There are two further public questions submitted by Paul Street and Rachel Baxford, who are unable to attend tonight. Mr. Street's question and a written response has been circulated with the Council of Questions. A copy will also be sent to Mr. Street. Rachel Baxford has asked that her question be read out, so may I ask Michael Graham to do the honours. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Why has Richmond Road Staines been denied parking permits, although a petition was signed by the qualifying percentage of residents in favour of a permit scheme? All of the roads surrounding the town centre have been granted them. I refer to Zone A, B, C, D and E. Why has the council proposed a 15-storey development on the site of the old Booper building in Staines when the profile of all surrounding buildings in Staines is much lower? This will set a terrible precedent for further developments overlooking the river, spoiling the skyline of our historic town. Please can the council reconsider the design of this development to be more in keeping with the area?
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Can I call on the leader to respond to each of those questions in turn? Thank you.
you, Madam Mayor. Thank you for your question, Mrs. Batsford. In response to your first question, although Spelton Borough Council manages the enforcement of parking locally, it doesn't have the authority to decide which streets are covered by controlled parking zones. The County Council is the Highways Authority, and these are matters which they decide. Notwithstanding this, Spelthorne and Surrey work together through the Spelthorne Joint Committee, which would be the appropriate forum to consider and decide such matters. We advise that the appropriate course of action is for you to approach your County Council divisional member for their engagement. In response to your second question, the scheme's height and massing has carefully evolved in consultation with key stakeholders, including planners, the public, and an independent regional design review panel. This is not the only site in Staines where tall buildings will be developed. There are currently consented examples such as Bridge Street Car Park, 12 storeys, London Square, 10 storeys, the former Centrica site, 14 storeys. Also, it is important to recognise central government imposes an annual housing target upon the council. If we don't intensify development on brownfield sites in sustainable town centre locations, then we will not be able to demonstrate a supply of future housing in sufficient numbers. Failure to deliver housing puts pressure on our valuable greenbelt land, as developers will seek to exploit the failure to deliver in town centres. The town centres, particularly Staines, are viewed as being the most appropriate location for accommodating sustainable high-density developments, given their location next to local facilities and transport. Although the council is promoting this development with its housing company, Noel Green Estates Limited, it is important to remember that the planning committee will have to find a decision on whether the plans are appropriate for the area. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Councillor Harvey. That concludes the public questions, and I would like to thank you all for raising these matters with the council.